Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Omar Kelly going to join us here on 104.3 FM WQAM, Miami sports leader. Omar was in Chicago, I believe, when we switched to FM. So I don't think he's done a morning show yet with the FM signal behind.
I came back and it was a whole new radio station. I'm like, damn, am I still employed? Well, like, what's going on over here?
Not only are you employed, but wait till you hear your voice on FM. Oh, yeah. Omar Kelly is a columnist covering the Dolphins for the Miami Herald, and you can read his work on the Herald app or in the actual Herald or at miamiherald.com. And I want to talk about Dolphins Bears and preview Dolphins Lions. And I also remind me by the end of this segment to press Omar a little bit. The man has a hatred for the city of Chicago, which I consider to be maybe the greatest city in the entire country. And ooh, I don't know if Omar's going to the wrong places or is with the wrong people, but you can't tell me that when you stand in front of that bean, you don't feel like you're watching one of the great wonders of the world.
Hold on, wait a minute. What is the bean? Is it an alien spaceship? What is the bean?
Yeah, it's a metallic bean. It's in the title.
And the purpose of the metallic bean is?
Look at it and be amazed, and you see the reflections. Take a picture of the reflections, and there's a nice fountain there. The weather's beautiful, and you stand in amazement of the bean.
Okay, we have a silver bean in the middle of a city that's your number one tourist site.
No, right. You look at the bean, and then you go get some deep dish pizza, and tell me you're not in heaven. I don't know what. What are you doing?
I am clearly doing it wrong.
We'll get there. It's not hey a bean. We'll get there.
That's a bean.
What are some of your takeaways? What are some of your takeaways from the Dolphins Bears game on Sunday? I happen to see a lot of things. I said it yesterday when we started the show. I watched Tua on that first drive. He looked like he's in midseason form to me. I love his composure back there. I thought the O-line gave him plenty of time. Obviously, you'd like to see him actually score after a 10-minute drive, but that's neither here nor there for me in preseason. So the one thing I really wanted to see, which was Tua and composure, and I saw it, and he looks like a great veteran quarterback to me, which is who I think he is. What did you take away from Sunday's game? Anything of the sort?
I love the fact that he played. I felt after throwing three interceptions and them getting bullied in a joint practice, the offense, I was like, there's no way you're going to let me go out like that. I gotta get my get back. It's disappointing that they didn't score, but Jalen Wright is not a pounded in back. And I think you're learning that now. I'm very disappointed that Alexander Mattison suffered a season-ending neck injury. I hope he's going to be all right. In my opinion, he was clearly the number two back. Now you're kind of forced to elevate Ollie Gordon a little bit. Jalen Wright, hopefully he reminds me of Daniel Thomas, to be honest with you. And I'm not in. I hope one day my opinion changes, but I just don't see it. I like the way the first team offensive line played. I love the way they ran to the right. Larry Borum has gone from horrible to mediocre, which is great. Clearly we should all have issues about the depth on the offensive line. And to be honest with you, I can't wait till Liam Eikenberg comes back, because he got to be the savior of that offensive line.
Let's go, Eikenberg.
Yeah, man. Make Liam Eikenberg look good. Like, they are bad, and they've been bad. Uh-oh. So
that's what happens when you talk bad about the bean. Now you're on a list. You're on a terrorist watch list.
If you could explain the bean and make it make sense to me, maybe I get it. I don't get it.
Yeah, we got him. He's somewhere between Miami Gardens and Miramar.
we got him. you bring up that series down inside the five. Was that McDaniel trying to, I don't know, I don't want to say prove something, but that him trying to be tough or trying to show the team or show somebody something?
I think no matter where they were, if there were 2 yards to convert and get it, they were going to go for it. They could have been at the 20. They're 20. They were going to go for it because this team is trying to change their identity. Even the Chicago came out and just bullied them. I mean, Channing, explain to me, what does thud mean?
Does thug?
Thud. When you're a football player. Oh,
that means slap the hip, run past and slap their hips. And now you got them because you got 2 hands on their hip.
Okay. They were slamming people into the ground. And I was just like, wow, this is like they like receivers were getting killed over the middle from the safeties. They were headhunting. And I was like, this ain't the joint. This like people should have been thrown out in that joint practice. But if you're Mike McDaniel, you what you gonna say? You gonna say, oh, y'all are hitting my players too hard. Y'all are, you know you. And he wanted to see how his team responded to that. They did not respond very favorably. And I think that they need that. And they also need a physical practice, two joint practices against Detroit. I think they intentionally chose these these preseason opponents because they have to change this team's identity. They have to become more tougher, and that includes mentally tougher.
But Omar, didn't we learn that with that drive? Because you and I were in disagreement on that on the pregame show. Because in my mind, nothing that happens in a preseason game will change the course of this team in the sense that they go out there one drive, two a plays, they get to the inside the 5 yard line. And whether or not they convert that doesn't mean that they're a tough team or not. Like, and I understand the idea of mentally that they're trying to change, you know, how they feel about themselves. I get that. But at the end of the day, they fell short. They couldn't punch it in because they are who they are, Omar. So I was going to ask you, like, do you feel like you came away from that game saying, hey, they're a tougher team than they were a year ago? Because I didn't. And it's I'm not calling them soft. I just don't think that because you go out there and you're trying to say you're a tougher team that you are. Like, you are who you are. I just think the Dolphins are a finesse team.
I think you have to practice it. They are working and have been working before the joint practices to change that finesse reputation. I could tell you without a doubt, they run the ball better than they did last year. They are a lot more physical to the line of scrimmage. Patrick Paul looks good on all the courts. The question is, will that remain consistent when you take a couple of injuries on the offensive line? And, you know, y'all saw the backups. Y'all saw it. It's not good. So I think they have to get deeper on the offensive line. But the front line guys, I think they will definitely run the ball better, in my opinion. Now, that red zone situation – be honest with you, I would probably rather Devon Achane in there than Jalen Wright. But they were trying to prove something with Jalen and trying to give him an opportunity, and it didn't work. And it wasn't necessarily Jalen's fault because Jonah had allowed his defender to get in the backfield for that 3 yard loss.
But shouldn't that be Ollie Gordon? He's big as hell. Ollie Gordon, first time I saw him play.
Yeah.
6'2", 230, mm-hmm. Whatever it is, 225.
It should have been Alexander Madison, but now that's off the table. But
moving forward, if you need a 18 inches, put that big bastard in the backfield.
Yeah, I think they'll be headed in that direction. I don't really know what the two new backs they added. They were always thin at tailback. Now they have to add two new backs. It'll be interesting to see what they bring to the table. But to be honest with you, they're probably just hold me down backs until 32, 31 other teams cut three backs, and then they could choose from that sort of grocery list. But I agree with you. Ollie looked impressive, probably more impressive than I've seen him in training camp. But then for rookies, I'm patient because a lot is thrown at them at one time. And a lot of times they don't start flashing until their first preseason game where they realize, okay, this is the game that I've always known and loved.
What I want to ask you about Chicago real quick, though. What do you think joint practices are going to look like? And do you think we'll see any of the starters Saturday in preseason game two?
I think you will see the starters Saturday in preseason game two. I think game three is with Mike has been used for people who are on the fringe of making the roster and really testing out what they're, you know, the last look. Joint practices. I know Dan Campbell, so it's going to be physical. And it's probably gonna be a little bit extra. So I'm interested to see if they're gonna be able to respond to that. I know the defense will. They can do their thing. I don't worry about the defense. They'll probably be a top 10 unit. The offense, they have so many small receivers. And what Chicago taught me is when a team press them, all those receivers get rerouted and Tua throws to spots. He doesn't throw to open receivers. And a lot of his passes were balls thrown where there was no defender anywhere near it because those receivers were jammed up at the line of scrimmage. And to me, if you're Anthony Weaver and you don't start pressing these receivers to get them ready for what they'll face in the season, you'll be making a mistake.
And, oh, we talked about where – Malik Washington might be the third receiver. He's 5'8". Waddle's 5'10". Tyreek's 5'10". Do we have a threat that's over 6 feet? Do we have a tight end that can threaten the defense? Is there anyone that's over 6 feet that could catch a touchdown this season?
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Darren Waller, and that's the hope that I can give you. Nick Westbrook Ikhine, he'd been one of the disappointments of training camp, but he had a good at first exhibition game. That's another guy that has to develop chemistry with Tua. The thing I've learned about Tua is Tua doesn't trust you, Tua doesn't throw to you. That's just universal. But I think Tua's realizing now, especially when he saw how Chicago played them, I need to utilize these bigger receivers because – all these small little gadget guys, you know, all this motion stuff, sometimes they're just going to get jammed up at the line of scrimmage. And I have to learn to rely on other people as opposed to just throwing the ball to check down. So Darren Waller, Mike said a joint practice isn't the right time to unveil him. I kind of disagree with Mike. He should at least be doing individuals right now. So maybe next week we get to Jacksonville and he starts to practice. So Mike is not going to practice him this week against Detroit. And then next week we got joint practices too. So he's not going to practice him against Jacksonville. So we just going to unleash Darren Waller when the regular season arrives. Is that the plan? I don't know I don't know what's going on with that, in that situation. Cause he looks fit. He looks healthy. But Mike just does not want to put him out there.
Crowder's going to be in Detroit for the joint practices. And I suggested to him that if Mike McDaniel starts to mix it up with Dan Campbell, there's a scrum, Mike McDaniel throws his hat in the ring there, that, you know, Crowder maybe should help coach out a little bit and back him up. And Crowder says, no, he will not do so.
He's not fighting Dan Campbell. Nah.
Was you Campbell on Dan staff Campbell?
Yeah, nah. Dan's a tank.
Dan, I played Dan when he was in Detroit. Dan has a 33-inch waist and the shoulders of a Greek god. Dan Campbell is big as hell.
Yes, he is.
I pick and choose my fights.
Yeah, no. And Mike should too, because that they were in a melee in Chicago. It was a beautiful thing, Crowder. You would have enjoyed it. I know you would have. And Mike got right in the middle of it. And all you see is like 260 to 300-pound men swinging punches at each other, and then Mike McDaniel's like trying to separate them. It was cute. I'll admit that. then you saw
no, Daddy. No, don't fight daddy.
I root for the little guys.
I like the little guys. I root for them. All right, Omar, we're out of time. What is your favorite city? You travel to cities all over the country. What is your favorite city?
San Diego. I like New York. I like Atlanta. I'm sorry. Chicago was just there. I've tried so many times to like it and enjoy it. I don't like deep dish pizza. I went on the river because that's what everybody said. Oh, go on the river.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm from Miami. I'm from Miami. We actually got oceans. We got oceans and boat. I've been on a boat about 50 times. Like me on a boat in the middle of a river. Looking at architecture, that was boring as hell.
You're doing it for the wrong reason. You can go on a boat in Biloxi, Mississippi. It's not going to be like taking a boat in the Chicago River with the skyscrapers and the beautiful Chicago weather. Like, I don't think you appreciate
on the Miami River that takes you out to the river into the ocean. You don't have to get
deep dish pizza, by the way. You can get tavern style pizza. It's square cut za. It is so good.
Detroit got square cut pizza too. Everybody got pizza. Deep dish, I don't want to bowl.
Everyone got pizza. You just don't understand.
I don't want
to bowl. What about a steak? A steak at Gibson's? How about a drive up to the suburbs? You hit Barnaby's. You get a little pizza and some green river food.
What I learned is I like the South Side. I need a little bit of color and flavor in my life. I've learned.
What about walking along Michigan Avenue?
I need a little walking along
Michigan Avenue, you get yourself a little Chicago mixed popcorn from Garrett's.
Okay, I like the mixed popcorn. I can rock with it, but I'm sorry. Chicago, like, I just don't get it. I don't get why everybody loves Chicago. I don't see the appeal.
It's the best city in the country.
It might as well be Indianapolis to me. It's like...
Because of their shrimp cocktail? Are you kidding me? Did you just compare...
about food, man.
Did you just compare Indianapolis to Chicago?
Yeah, because it's a downtown city. I mean, it's...
Get him out of here!
It's all right.
Kill the camera. I can't talk to this guy anymore.
Me.
Oh, you kicked him off.
See ya, Omar.
Explain the bean. Just explain the bean.
Indianapolis. Get out of here. Anyone who compares Chicago to Indianapolis, I cannot give any more explanations on the bean or anything else. Sometimes you got to write someone off as a lost cause. Sometimes you've got to call it when the nation no longer has any quality of life left. I got to call it. Just call the patient. It's over. See you, Omar. Read his work in the Miami Herald and the Herald app, all that stuff. We'll talk to you next week, man.
All right, guys.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.